Miss something? Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here. Catch up right here. Claire and Dane's podcast.
Look, I've got a few email accounts.
How many?
Active email accounts, including my work one. Yep. I have four.
You have four active email accounts.
Yes.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say the average person has a work email account and a personal email account.
Now, can I just quickly explain something though, okay? I've got my work email account, that's one.
Tick. That's fine.
Yeah,
that one's
yeah,
good.
Yeah. I've got my Yahoo email, which is my main personal email.
Okay.
I have my Gmail, which you do need to have nowadays to have YouTube, to have an Android phone.
For Android, yes.
So that's kind of like my spam account.
Okay.
And then I have my final one, which is my wedding RSVP email. So if people don't want to spend the money on postage because I'm too lazy to spend it on them,
right,
they can just email us back.
How are you sending invites out to people though?
Look, the only ones I've given out so far has been to my direct family.
Okay.
When I saw them in Sydney last.
So how are you inviting people to your wedding?
Well, Sam's going to see some of his friends this weekend, so he's going to take a whole heap.
Oh, okay, right.
So, and then when I go to Sydney next, I'll take a whole heap more.
Got you. No, that's fine. Yeah. You're not just saying, hey, do you want to come to my wedding verbally?
No.
Right. Now, I happen to look across, what email account were you logged into? What's
my
the
Yahoo,
purpley
that's
one?
That's my personal email.
I happened to look across yesterday, and not only did the striking colour of it all is purple and blue and black, it's crazy.
No, it's purple. It's got a pretty background. You can choose your colourings.
I also noticed your inbox had over 9,000 emails.
Well, it's actually 9,999 plus.
So more.
Yeah.
More than 10,000 emails.
But they're just the unopened ones.
That is, okay.
So, look, as much as I use my Google account for spam, Yahoo still gets spammed.
So that's your personal account. How many are in your Google account?
2,500 unopened.
So you have over 12,000 emails
minimum.
That have been unopened. In your email accounts.
Yes.
I get 10 and I start to get anxiety. I'm like, I've got to delete some. I'm going to get rid of these. How do you deal with that?
I'm too lazy to clean it out. I get so many emails. Like, honestly, okay, this is just today. Just today so far, starting, 16 hours ago. Let's go from there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
What the hell are you signed up to?
LinkedIn, Pinterest, Aldi, Facebook. Something called Glow Skin. I think that's a spam. Corset story. I once purchased a corset years ago.
Okay. So you've got over...
Easy Weddings, Cotton on Body.
I think you could be the only person in the Riverina with over 9,000 unopened emails.
I'm sure I am not the only person who doesn't open all their emails. And look, I do go through occasionally and unsubscribe to stuff, but then I end up subscribing to other things accidentally.
Have you thought about just deleting all of them? Or is there stuff in there
Yeah, no. There's definitely stuff I know.
How can you find them with over 9,000 unread emails?
You just use the search function.
13, 12, 16. Can you beat Claire? Do you have more unopened emails in your account than Claire does? Jeff has called through on 13, 12, 16. Jeff, how many unread emails do you have, buddy?
Oh, she's got nothing on me. I've got 26,431.
What? Are you kidding?
And are they unopened,
no.
Jeff?
Yeah, most of them are unopened. I keep getting warnings from Hotmail to say that they're going to close my account because I've got excess emails.
What's wrong with you, Jeff? Just delete all of them and be done with it.
I'm busy.
Well, see, and this is the other thing, isn't it, Jeff?
I open the important ones.
Yeah, that's the thing. And you open those and then you need to, sometimes you'll just search for the ones that you need.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think it matters.
All right, Jeff.
Good on you, Jeff. Thank you.
Yeah, well done. You beat Claire. Thanks, Jeff.
Too easy, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Kaylee Ann, also on 13, 12, 16, has called through. Kaylee Ann, how many unread emails do you have?
I have 22,256.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? What's wrong with you?
I can't figure out how to get rid of the whole lot in one go. Can you imagine trying to get rid of them one at a time?
It is quite hard because sometimes I don't have that little tick box for all.
Yes.
No, not on your phone, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Now, Kaylee Ann, where do you work?
At Kendall's Shoot.
Okay, what I want you to do today, call your boss.
Take a sickie.
If the boss at Kendall's is listening, Kaylee Ann's not coming in today. She's going to be at home deleting all her emails.
Would take you an entire day.
It could take a week.
Yeah.
Can you just do it because you're making me anxious?
I know.
Well, thank
you. You should be me.
No, thank you. Not with 22,000 emails. Oh. Thanks for your call, though.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, bye. Yeah, thank you so much. 13, 12, 16, you can get involved
anytime.
It's
not just me. I know you get anxious about it.
I get anxious with five. I don't know, 26,000? Like, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, look, I think it's fine. I think it's one of those things. It is really hard to get around to sometimes, I think.
No one is that busy. You can't delete an email. When you get a notification of an email from something you signed up for and you don't want to read it, it takes literally less than 30 seconds to go, delete, and then it's gone, you know?
Yeah, look.
No one's that busy, they can't do that.
No, but when you've got so many, that's when it gets tough.
That's because you haven't done that in the first place.
Dane, I found this new trend, right, that's happening over in California. It's called nacho baths.
It's not your bath, it's my bath.
That was a really horrible laugh. Thanks. Anyway.
Horrible joke.
Yeah, it was.
Go hand in hand.
Perfect.
That was a little laugh.
That was a horrible face. Oh, anyway, sorry.
Thanks.
So these nacho baths, basically, it's you've heard of mud baths and all the different types of weird baths that they do sometimes. Food baths seem to be the latest trend.
Okay.
I've seen a few online. I've seen someone get into a Nutella bath.
Oh, I saw that as well. That was
gross.
What
a waste of Nutella.
Waste of Nutella, and why? Just to go viral.
Well, there you go, Mr. FOMO, to go viral.
But yeah, but like 15 minutes, the video's always out there then.
I've seen people get into Coke baths and then put Mentos in.
Yeah.
All of that. But nacho cheesing is the latest.
Nacho cheesing. So I presume this has got to do with nachos.
Yeah. So basically you can go to this place in California and they cover you in liquid nacho cheese.
Yeah. Now that's a big popular cheese over in America.
Yeah,
like, do you know how we have block cheese and grated cheese here? Mm-hmm. Over there in America, cheese in a can and liquid cheese is very popular.
Which sounds disgusting.
Yeah. It's not the tastiest stuff. So when you order a hot dog, say when you're out somewhere, and you ask for cheese on it, it's that liquid cheese.
So
they put this
That's the same as nacho cheese.
It's same stuff. So they put this liquid cheese over your body.
Yeah, like literally all over you. They put a little nose block on you and then put it all over your face.
Wow, okay. Do you get goggles?
I can't remember.
I'd have to get cheese in my eye.
Then you also get covered in like the nacho chips.
Nacho chips, yep.
Then you get the cans of meat.
Yeah, okay.
And then you also get like all the guac and everything else.
Wow.
It's really kind of gross.
Do you eat your way out of this, or is this a beauty regime, or what is it just for?
It's a beauty regime that is done at a spa.
Okay, wow.
Now, I don't get, okay, for starters, putting food on your body is not going to help with like any of your skin irritations or anything like that. Liquid cheese is not going to make you pimple free. If anything, it's probably going to do the opposite.
Yeah, may do.
Now, people are paying 40 euros, apparently.
40 euros a pop. So that's probably about $60 to $70 Australian.
Yeah. To go and get nacho cheese.
So you wouldn't get nacho cheese?
No, this is just weird.
Do you eat your way out of it or do you just lay
there?
No,
you just lay there.
And then you get up.
Yeah.
Smelling like nachos.
I guess.
Walk outside and 40 dogs lick you. you get in the shower and what's the point?
And it's a trend, apparently. I don't get how this became a trend. Who goes, you know what? Let's just, we'll work at a spa, obviously not a high-end one.
Yeah.
We
don't know for sure. It could be.
You're putting nacho cheese on people. Let's buy some liquid cheese and throw it on people and see if they're happy with it. Like, okay, the mud bath makes sense because mud clarifies and purifies the skin.
Yep.
Nacho cheese is just chemicals.
The only thing I'm concerned about with this, I'm fine with it. I'd give it a red hot crack.
Yeah.
And if someone out here in town is willing to do a nacho cheese bath, I'll be your first client. But I'd be a bit concerned about the jalapenos and jalapenos and where they go because they can cause some serious stinging issues.
Dane, I found this online the other day and I was like, yes, sign me up to this gym like right now.
Okay.
Pretty much. It is a gym, unfortunately, over in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
But they have a brand new exercise class.
Spin class, bikes?
Nope. It's a bit different. It's called Napa-size.
Napa-size?
Yeah. Do you have any idea what I might be talking about?
Well, something's called Napa-size. I know you're definitely not working a sweat.
They have napping classes where you sleep for 45 minutes. It's called Napa-size. It's for adults who don't get enough sleep, and it's an actual class where you pay to sleep in a room with a bunch of strangers for 45 minutes. Nothing?
No, I'm just confused.
So it starts and finishes with a series of tension-releasing stretches, apparently.
Yep.
And it promises a solid 45 minutes of uninterrupted sleep at the ideal temperature for napping. Now, I don't know what this ideal temperature is. We need to know this because we take naps occasionally. Mm-hmm. Well, you take naps every day. Mm-hmm. But the gym will provide each participant with its own bed, blanket, and eye mask, and in that perfect temperature environment. And I want someone to sign me up right now.
Okay. Okay. So you're willing to pay money to join a gym to do a 45-minute nap class.
Yep.
But when all you need to do is go to the first lesson, learn everything, what the temperature is supposed to be, learn your little exercises to go to sleep and do it to wake up with, and then just do it at home by yourself. You don't need a gym membership or to go to Napper-sized classes. Napping's the most self-explanatory and natural, simple thing to do. Lie down, close your eyes, bang, you're napping.
Yeah, but this makes sure that you're in the right mind frame and the right temperature. See, I don't have a temperature gauge at home, so I can't choose what the temperature is.
Yeah, your temperature gauge is your body. If you're cold, you put a blanket on. If you're hot, you take a blanket off.
This promises to reinvigorate the mind, improve moods, and even burn the odd calorie. So you do know that sleeping burns calories, yeah?
I know it does all that stuff, but I cannot believe you would sign up for a nap class.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Because it's just napping. Close your eyes.